Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Edwin, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to ITD Cementation India Limited Q2 FY24 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note, this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Edwin. Good evening. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY24 earnings call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today, we are pleased to host the senior management of the company, which is represented by Mr. Jayanta Basu, Managing Director, Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, CFO of the company. Without much delay, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Patwardhan, sir, for his opening remarks, which will be followed by Q&A. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mohit. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this Q2 FY24 earnings call. We declared our results for the second quarter yesterday, and I'm sure you have had a chance to go through our numbers. Before we begin the discussion, I would like to mention that during the course of this call, there could be some forward-looking statements that would be made. These are subject to risks, and the actual results are likely to differ materially from these statements, so I would like to request you to keep all this in mind. I will start with the financial performance of the company and then hand over to Mr. Basu for his views on the operational performance, and then we'll take your calls. We have reported a robust performance in this quarter with an operating income of 1,610 crores as against 1,035 crores, a growth of 56% on a Y-on-Y basis. EBITDA at 172 crores has grown by about 78% on a year-on-year basis. And profit after tax has 54 crores as against 20 crores, which represents an increase of about 168%. Our balance sheet continues to be leveraged much less, and our debt equity ratio, net debt to equity, is about 0.34 times. Our order book stands at about a little over 22,000 crores as of Q2 end. And the new orders that we have secured during the quarter are worth about 4,600 crores. That is all from my side to start with. I will now hand out to Mr. Basu for his opening comments.
Thank you, Prasad. Good evening, all of you, for joining this call. Happy to say that we have seen another one good quarter in terms of the profitability and even the revenue as well. Normally, this was monsoon quarter, so revenue is little less than the first quarter, but still much better than last year. The numbers are all available with you, so I don't have to talk on much on that. But if you like, I may mention that EBITDA is around 125 crore on console, on a revenue of 1,616 crore, which works out to more than 10%. PAT 54 crore, which is 3.3% of the revenue. And in last 6 months, that is Q1 and Q2, we have achieved around 3,500 crores of revenue. You have to consider that Q2 was due to monsoon, the revenue was little less. So normally, Q3 and Q4, we can expect better revenue than Q1 and Q2. Say last year, our Q1, Q2 revenue was 2,000 crore, and Q2, Q3 was 3,000 crores. Just for information. Our cash position also is good. Collection and outflow, we are able to manage properly. You may like to know progress and status of few major jobs, which I'll share with you, like underground metros. We are having Bangalore Metro, Chennai, running job. Calcutta and Mumbai is almost word of completion. Bangalore Metro substantial progress has been done. Around 80% of the job has been completed. Chennai, around 20% plus progress we have done. And good thing about Chennai that in one of the package, as you know, we have got two packages there. Already we have launched our tunnel boring machine and the tunnel boring has already started from the Marina Beach site. Ganga Expressway, from the inception we have so far achieved around 900 crore revenue during last 7-8 months. Monsoon has affected plus quarter, so around 18 to 0.5% revenue progress we have achieved in a very small duration of time. The earthwork is the main item there. Almost 40% of the earthwork has been completed. We have our plan and going on pretty well as per the plan progress. I also like to mention here that one bridge, what the Ganga River at Allahabad, we have completed all the foundation and superstructure. So this has gone very well. In marine works, Udangudi, except the finishing item, which is commissioning of the crane, which has to come from overseas, all the civil work has been completed. A remarkable project in terms of the challenge and the volume. Colombo overseas job is going pretty well. You must have seen some news yesterday and the day before yesterday about the promoter's view and the support they are getting from the financial institutions. We are there very much and the progress is as per the schedule. Building jump breakwater, another one mailing job, very challenging, and happy to say that the job is almost getting completed this in the end of this year. So with that, there are a few other jobs like in building, we have airports and Trichy and Pune almost completed. At Delhi, Kasturba Nagar, after 2 years, the job has started a few months back. So now it has picked up. We have started also the Army headquarters at Delhi. We have achieved the first milestone as per the schedule. And few other building jobs also going okay. So with this, as you can see that we have got 22,000 crores of work we have. And marine has again come to the top, around 35.3% of the share of the work. We have got few jobs in pipeline. One of the jobs we are L1 in Vizag, that is for the ship repairing facility for Hindustan Shipyard. We are discussing with the customer. And we are also pursuing few overseas jobs as well. So with this, I'll stop. And I request you to have questions. We are ready to answer whatever you ask. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. The first question comes from Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. You have reported very strong, robust execution growth in the H1 itself, and also the margins are already above 9% in H1. So, will you be revising your guidance for FY23?
Based on which guidance you are talking?
Full year. So, revenue, EBITDA and order inflow, sir.
I think we'll maintain the same, which is around 7,000 crore plus in the top line. And we hope that EBITDA will be just 10% above end of the year. Yeah.
And so order inflow pipeline, order inflow, sir?
Order, so far we have secured close to 5,000 crore, 4,800. And as we said that few jobs we are L1, one job L1, and there are some prospects. So hopefully end of the year it will be around 8,000 crore, 8,000 crore plus total order inflow in this year.
Okay. And sir, what is the quantum of the L1 order that you are sitting in?
Sorry, can you come again?
What is the value of the L1 order?
L1 order is about 650 crores.
Yeah.
650 crores. So now, moving to order info in H2, so where are the opportunities, what are the opportunities that we are looking at? And okay, that is it first.
Yeah, opportunity, we have few marine job in Bangladesh. The tenders are now under preparation and hopefully by end of this year we'll be able to submit our bid. And few marine job already have quoted for JSW and Adani as well. We are pursuing some job in Odisha for a big port, new port being developed. We have also some hydroelectric job pursuing at Karnataka, and there are jobs from ArcelorMittal in Hajira. So in a mix of various segment like marine, the building and the metros, all together, I think around 13,000, 14,000 crore of job is under the pipeline now.
Okay. And so just a final question. Pump storage hydro projects are getting a lot of traction and a lot of companies are announcing their plans. So are we thinking of developing any capabilities in this segment?
Actually, we are in this segment and we have done a few very challenging jobs in this segment before. In Meghalaya we have done, and we are also pursuing a similar kind of job now. So,
okay.
Yeah, we are there, very much there.
So are we in discussion with any of the IPPs or developers?
Yes, yeah, we are discussing, yes.
Oh, okay, so thank you and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Bajrang Bafna from Sunidhi Securities.
Congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question pertains to, the average execution of the existing order book. We are sitting on, let's say, 22,000 crore of order book, and we have a visibility of, let's say, another 3,000 to 4,000 crore to flow during this financial year, the second half. So considering what could be the average execution cycle and what sort of growth on this base of 7,000 crore execution this year we can expect for, let's say, FY25 or 26, some strategy or the guidance or the thought process of the management will be really appreciated. And my second question is the visibility on the, like you are moving more and more towards the projects where margins are high and the competition is low, like marine and some complex jobs where, which is not the, the business of other companies where you can garner better margins. So the trajectory, maybe next 2 to 3 years perspective, where we can move from, let's say, this 10% to maybe towards 12-13%, is it something which the management is thinking from next 2-3 years perspective? So that's the second question from my side. And some sense on the improvement in the working capital cycle, that probably how we are looking at some purposes on that will be appreciated. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Okay, I think many things you want in one question. Good. So I'll try to address one by one. This year, the revenue so far we have done around 3,500 crores. So, the quarter 3 and quarter 4 will be definitely a little bit more than that. So, hopefully 7,000 crore plus. I mean, we will definitely achieve. Going forward to next year, we can think about around 20-25% growth in top line. Because work in hand, what we have now, they are fairly big, like Ganga Expressway, as you know, 5,000 crore, and a project for Navy, Bharat Project Versa, 3,200 crores, Bangalore Metro put together, I mean Chennai Metro 4,000, so big ticket job. So revenue-wise, we should be able to achieve around 25% more than this year. Regarding further from next year onwards, our focus will remain for the bigger jobs. The idea is to do less number of projects, but each project should be bigger. Bigger in the sense 1,000, 2,000 in that range. And that gives us a lot of leverage to work properly, efficiently, that we have seen. That is why we are also targeting job which has got turnkey sort of things, like electromechanical, crane, and many other things, not only civil. Our focus also will remain on the green energy, because a lot of emphasis has been given by the government and some private sector on the green energy, on the hydrogen. So big plants are being set up by the local entrepreneurs. We are focusing on that. We are also focusing neighboring countries for the marine work at least. And there are some inquiries which are quite encouraging. So that is what I can say about the execution for next 1 or 2 years. Regarding working capital, I would like to, Prasad, if you can address that.
Yeah, in fact, there is a lot of efficiency that we are reporting on our working capital cycle as well. Net working capital is today less than 90 days. While there are obviously opportunities to improve the working capital cycle, I don't think there is a significant improvement possible beyond this level. So 80-85 days, I think, is a very robust and healthy net working capital cycle. But our endeavor will be to, you know, wherever possible, to improve the cycle further.
Okay. Sir, just one sense that we want to get now. Most of the players who are there in the industry, in the infrastructure side, they are struggling, you know, to get BG limits at the costing. Like, we were even hearing that a lot of 2% or maybe 2.5% kind of, the BG cost for getting, you know, those lines from the banking channel. So what is the interest rate that we are paying on BG currently, and some sense on that, because it is a major portion of our interest cost as well. So some guidance on that will be really helpful.
Well, the guarantee commission that we pay generally varies from 0.7-0.8%, and it depends on the value and the tenor of the bank guarantee. So especially for guarantees that we provide in foreign countries where there is more than one bank involved, the bank guarantee commission would tend to be a bit higher, but it's in the range of about, say, 1% or thereabouts, 0.8-1% or thereabouts.
Great. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. And I think this is a very competitive rate, because of late, whenever we are meeting with a lot of companies, they are all struggling for getting, these BG limits at the right costing. So this is really challenging, and it is really heartening to know that we are getting most competitive rate in the industry, at least for this BG is concerned. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and so congratulations on a very strong execution. So my first question, we are currently already at about 7,500 run rate. We'll be at 10,000 very soon. So if you can talk about internally, what are we doing, or how are we preparing to execute and scale? This is something which we have not obviously done in the past. So how is our preparation going internally?
Well, we are seriously concerned about our internal capability. If I may address one by one. First of all, technical capability, that's not an issue because we have got experienced people, and through experience they are quite knowledgeable in the business what we are. We have to build up some new team for the overseas. So what we are doing now, we have already worked in Myanmar, we are working in Colombo, we are working in Bangladesh. So there is a core team. So we are trying to induct some more team with the existing core team, so that by another 6-7 months time, they become trained. The most important part is the support system, because we have to support the execution from logistic, from finance, and from whatever it is. So those areas we are strengthening. And the plant machinery is not a problem, because nowadays you get the required plant machinery, either you can buy it or you can hire it. Those things are pretty available. So where we stuck up mostly is the bottom line, bottom force, the labor force, workmen. And that is a common problem for all the companies in our industry. So we are trying to migrate from most of the manual work to the mechanical work. That is one area. And second area, how to educate this labor force, how to keep them, how to continue them in our company, what sort of initiative we should take. We are really focusing on that. So these are the, you know, some of the area, I mean, I things we are doing to increase our capability.
Correct. Fair enough. And sir, earlier I think we had planned for about 150-200 crores of capex this year, and I think we have already done 240 crores in first half itself. So, any change in plans? Are we accelerating something for the execution coming up? If you can highlight there.
Yeah, I think the capex was more this last year or so, because of we had to invest a lot in the trench cutter and tunnel boring machine for the metros have secured. But going forward, we don't expect that that much of capex will be involved, because whatever we have already, that can be used for the next project. And for the marine, we already have our adequate plant and machinery. There will be some, but not to this extent.
Okay, so large part of whatever investments we have to make for next, taking into account next 18 months, 24 months, we have already done that. And it will only be minor going forward.
Exactly. That is the, except Bangladesh project, which is already we have secured, and there will be, it is not capex basically, you have to rent some big machinery for a duration of 6-7 months time. So otherwise large amount of capex what we have invested already, that will yield our result. We don't expect much investment now.
Fair enough. And sir, in one of the previous participants' answer, you did mention that now our focus would be to do less number of jobs but do very large 1,000 crores plus. Is it also fair to assume that the competition in that segment is lower than usually what we see at a lower order, like a 2-3-500 crore order?
Exactly. If you see, now if you have a airport tender, and the value is 300-400 crores, you will find 10 participants there. But in the same airport terminal building, if it costing 2,000 crores, it will hardly boil down to 3 or 4 participants. In that way also, and good for us that we are able to get qualified ourselves because of our whatever work we have done. So definitely, the tickets is big, the competition is less.
Correct. And so my last question to Prasad sir, one, if you can highlight any further provisions which we have made this quarter, and also in our standalone cash flow, we see this 9 crores of loss from some unincorporated entity. If you can highlight what is that regarding?
No, we haven't done. This is, you know, what we would have done is a normal expected credit loss provision. So there is nothing really, any additional provision that we have carried out in this quarter.
Correct. And this, the loss from unincorporated entity?
No, that is something that we had done in Q1. I don't think we have done anything in Q2 right now. So maybe you are looking at the 6-month balance sheet or the cash flows there. It will get reflected, yes, because it is for the half year and not for this quarter in particular.
Correct. Fair enough. Sure. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Siddharth Shah from NK Ventures.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on great set of numbers. Sir, in your opening remarks, you mentioned that second half is normally much higher than the first half. For example, last year you did 3,000 crores in second half and 2,000 crores in first half, so 60-40 type of ratio. So, sir, how does it? But the current year guidance is still around 7,000 crores, and you already done 3,500 crores in first half. And also, all the projects are taking off well. So, just to understand, is this quite conservative, or this is what is practically possible, or what is? So, some comments on this would be very helpful, sir.
Yeah, I think you have rightly picked up the comments what I made. I want to emphasize that whatever guideline you have given, that is definitely will be able to achieve that. We definitely try to achieve more. But sometimes those numbers also, you know, it varies year by year, you know. It may not be same this year. Last year 50% more, and maybe this year a little bit less on that. So what I try to emphasize, the 7,000 crore plus will definitely be achieved this year.
Sure, sir. That's helpful. And the second question is a similar question to one of the previous participants, that going forward, with this, all this provisioning of Bangalore project and all has been taken. So from next year onwards, what kind of margins are you guys internally working on? Is it 12-13% margin possible in the next 2-3 years, or we should kind of expect 10% kind of margin going forward?
Yeah, you see, so far, till a few quarter back, our margin used to be around 8-9%, 8.5% EBITDA, which has come to close to 10% now. So, beyond that, if you have to do money, you have to really get the job at a better price. So, you have to be in the competition also. So, yes, 10% plus, and how much we can go beyond that has to be seen based on the nature of job, at what price you are getting the job, what is the competition, etc.
Sure, sir. And then last question is on the debt part. If you can just highlight what is the net debt of the company now, as on date? Or as
the net debt of the company as of September end is about 460 crores.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Siddharth.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Laha Nirvana, from Laha Professional Investor.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, because general elections will be there in Q1 of next financial year. So, just like in the road sector, there is usually some slowdown in our line of business. Do you anticipate any kind of execution slowdown?
Not really. I think because of election, prior to election, there will be a lot of pressure to do more work. So, because of election, I don't see that will affect our work.
No, it may impact, new tenders or new projects which come up for tendering, but the orders that we have already received or have been awarded to us, we don't expect any slowdown in the execution of the projects that we have on hand.
Okay, and for orders also, sir, do you anticipate a slowdown? And if you do, then do you expect it to be a transient phenomenon which will get normalized in from quarter two, quarter three onwards next year?
Well, generally, there may be a little bit of, I'm not saying there definitely will be a slowdown, but there could be a little bit of slowdown or postponement in, some of the tenders which come up for bidding. But, that could obviously be a temporary phenomenon. Once the elections are through, the focus on infrastructure would remain, and I don't think it is going to impact the industry in the long run.
Okay, all right, sir. And in Sikkim recently, there was a cloud burst and a flood which caused a lot of destruction. So we are doing those tunnel projects in Rangpo. So was there any impact on our project, or is there going to be any impact in future?
No, touch wood, there was no damage to for any structure or any sort of problem we faced. The only thing that few days the work was stopped. And that too only for 3-4 days. So we are able to manage. I don't see that there is any issue with that.
Okay. That is very nice to hear, sir. And on cash flows and debt, we have done a lot of capex, as was already discussed. Now, I noticed that our operating cash flows are quite healthy in half year. So I think going forward also, we can hope to generate this kind of operating cash flow. So are we planning to become net debt free anytime soon, Prasad sir?
No, I don't think we'll be able to be debt free, at least in this financial year or the next financial year. This business is working capital intensive to some extent. So while we are trying to manage or ensure that the debt doesn't go out of hand in our balance sheet, I really don't see us becoming net debt free in this financial year or the next financial year.
Okay, sir. In that case, can you help me understand the interest rate trajectory? So I think you have short-term working capital loans, long-term loans, and the non-fund-based limits that you take. So can you guide the interest rates that we should assume for this so that we can sort of estimate the interest cost that will come?
Well, I can indicate the interest rates that are being charged to us presently. Going forward, yeah, we'll have to see, you know, it depends on many factors. So for our working capital debt, the interest rate would vary typically from 9.5% to maybe 10.5% or 11%. For term debt, the interest rates are still lower than that, maybe in higher single digits.
Okay. And for our BG limits, you said maximum 1%.
It's around 1%. You know, it typically depends on the bank which we are dealing with and the tenor of the bank guarantee and, you know, the location where it is issued. So there are multiple factors which influence the charges that we pay, but it's around 1%, maybe sometimes a little higher than 1% or many times lower than 1% as well.
Okay, all right. And final question, sir, from my side, is that the capex that we have done, 238 crores, can you help me understand towards what this capex has gone towards? Because I'm not very familiar with the kind of machinery that you're using. So it will be very helpful if you can outline, like, what are the kind of machines we've got with this, and why a buy decision versus a leasing decision? So some color on that so that we understand better.
Look, at Chennai Metro, we had to do a construction called diaphragm wall, which is vertical wall below the ground, which goes around 30-35 meters. And in most of the cases, you have to do the wall through soil. So, but typically in Chennai Metro, it is rock. In rock, whenever you try to do such work, you require a special machine which is called trench cutter. Hardly we had in India before. So we had to have 9 trench cutter mobilized. And to answer your second question, out of that 4 we have bought and 5 is buyback or rental sort of things. So
what is the cost then for each machine?
It will be varying around 40 crore plus minus. Each machine.
Per machine.
And supporting the trench cutter, there are some other small equipment. And we bought few piling rig as well. Piling rig as well. And another one important thing is the TBM, tunnel boring machine. We bought one tunnel boring machine for the Chennai Metro. So tunnel boring machine, trench cutter and few piling rigs. These are the equipment we have purchased out of the capital number.
That's helpful, sir. Final two questions, follow up on this. The 4 trench cutters, what is the, you said 40 crores per trench cutter, right?
Yes. Around that.
Okay, and the tunnel boring machine would be how much?
Well, tunnel boring machine, you know, there is a cost of procurement and there's some refurbishment cost as well. So each tunnel boring machine could cost between, say, 30 and 40 crores.
Okay. And we hope to utilize this machine across the multiple projects. We are working on tunnel projects plus metro projects, I think. So utilization, you think, will not be a challenge for both the trench cutters and the TBM machine that we have bought?
Yes. We have to utilize them. And there are visibility. And that is what is the business. I mean, you have to utilize them.
Right, sir. Sir, many congratulations on this quarter. It was really heartening to see 10% EBITDA. And really wishing that in the coming years you can cross 10,000 crores with much higher EBITDA margins and keep doing the excellent high-level technical work that the entire team is doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Aman Soni, an individual investor.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. So I'm joining the con call for the first time. So I just wanted to understand, firstly, I have a couple of questions. I'll go one by one. My first question was on the margin profile. I understand that, you know, the company does different orders from, you know, NHAI to marine and all other things. So which kind of, you know, orders, you know, provide a better margin? And if you can, you know, quantify that, that would be great.
Well, typically, our experience has been that, you know, underground metro and marine projects give us better margins. There would typically, you know, each project comes with its own set of complexities. So the margin profile would differ from project to project, you know, but we would, our margins are certainly higher on these two segments as compared to the other segments that we work in.
Okay, all right. And one more thing, I, you know, read in your previous phone call that you mentioned something about a, you know, 29 crore, you know, provisioning that you did. So what was it during the current quarter?
Nothing. There was no provision. This was in Q1 for one of the elevated metro projects. We had taken a hit of 29 crores in Q1. There is nothing in Q2.
Okay. And secondly, my last question was on the you know, tax rate. So in the past couple of quarters, I see the tax, you know, rate hovers around, you know, sometimes 40, 45. So what should be the, you know, number, you know, going forward? What can we expect?
No, on a standalone basis, the tax rate is around 25%. So there's no change in that. But, you know, the results that we declare has a mix of our standalone profit as well as the profit that we record on some of the joint venture projects that we have. And that is why there is a change in the tax rate. But going forward, I think it should be in the range of 25-26%.
25-26. Okay. And one last thing, you know, I read in the opening remarks, you know, detailing out, you know, different projects and their completion period. So I can see that, you know, some other companies in their investor presentation usually give the, you know, what the percentage which is, you know, completed along with the project name. So would it be possible to share that in the coming quarters in the investor presentation?
Well, there are about 50-60 projects that we are executing, but that's a good input that we have received from you. We'll see how we can factor that in the presentation going forward.
Yeah, I understand. Basically, you know, if it would be great if initially you can just, you know, start off with maybe, you know, 50-60% of whatever your top orders are, that would be, you know, very much helpful.
Right.
Okay, that's all. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Sameer Deshpande from Fairdeal Investments.
Hello. Good evening, sir, and congratulations for the excellent set of results we have produced over the last 6 months. So, actually, I heard the net debt is around 460 crores or 260 crores?
460. Yes.
Because if in the balance sheet, if I go for the consolidated balance sheet, the loans, gross loans are around 750 crores and cash and bank balances, if you total is around 500 crores. So it comes to 250 crores net debt.
No, the gross debt number is correct. We have taken, you know, some of the deposits are earmarked against, you know, some of the guarantees that have been issued. So if you, okay. We have only considered the unencumbered deposits for working out the net debt, and according to that, the net debt works out to about 460 crores.
Okay. So it is quite comfortable considering the industry situation, and we have managed our working capital also very well. As you mentioned, less than 90 days is quite commendable. And now you mentioned regarding this maritime projects and this underground metros are the most profitable part of our total business. So in that, maritime order contributes, I think, more than 50% of our order book or 40%?
It is now close to 40%.
And it is around 7,800 crores out of 22,000 crores. Okay. And, it's quite good business is picking up well, and we hope the execution also will be good in the second half.
Yeah, that is what is expected.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Kaushik Podar from KB Capital Markets Private Limited.
See, with your turnover going up sharply, say 20-25%, do you see the margin also growing up, EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin, yes, you are right, because there are some fixed costs which doesn't get proportionately changed. So right. Theoretically, it should go up. And
to what level do you see in 25? See, right now, I think it's, you are around 10.6 or 10.7%. So can we think of, say, 11.5% this year and next year?
Yeah, actually, the margin also is a function of competition.
Right.
You have to seek some job as a lower margin. So that is also a effect. So, yes, 10% plus, let us see how best we can do in the next year.
Okay, and do you see with the inflation, with the election being a few months away or something, there will be a kind of freeze in new orders?
Yeah, expected during the, around the election time there will be, but whatever work we have already secured, and whatever we are expecting from the L1 bid, I don't see our, whatever we have given the guideline will be affected.
Okay, so even with the election being, say, 4-5 months away, you still see the 20-25% growth for next year. I mean, that should not be a problem because of the orders that are at hand. That's what you're saying?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Kunal Patulia from an individual investor.
Congratulations, sir, for the fantastic results. And hope to get the guidelines also met for the balance of the 6 months. So I wanted to ask about the arbitration awards that we have in our hand, and do we expect any cash flow from any of these awards in this financial year?
Yeah, Kunal, you are most welcome. Thank you for joining this con call. Yeah, we have got a few arbitration awards. One is from Calcutta Airport, which was a joint venture with our parent company. The discussions are going on. So we expect that some result will come out soon. I mean, when I say soon, maybe 3-4 months time. And another one award we have from the Noida Authority, which is around 40-odd crores. So now the authority has gone to the court challenging the award. But normally if the arbitration awards are there, you can expect that the court order also will be favorable to us. So these are the two arbitration awards we are now pursuing.
So what will be the value of the cash flow that you are expecting?
From the arbitration?
Yeah, from the arbitration.
For the Noida it is quite defined because it is around 40 crores. But for Calcutta Airport, the discussions are going on. So we really want to see that how, where it goes up. So you don't want to comment on that, but Noida around 40 crores will be the carrier.
Right, sir. So if you could give me a breakup of the revenue that you expect from Ganga Expressway, Chennai Metro and the Varsha project for next 6 months?
Ganga Expressway run rate should be around 150 to 200 crore per month.
Okay.
Typically metro job 40 to 50 crore per month from each metro job. That is the statistic. Without going to the detail.
And so, Varsha Marine project?
Varsha Marine project is a little bit early because we are still in the planning stage. And it depends upon when we do the dredging, because we can do the dredging in the monsoon before the next monsoon starts, or we may go to dredging after the next monsoon starts. So, the whole thing will depend upon the dredging progress. At this moment, I don't have the right number to share with you.
Right, sir. So for Ganga Expressway, you said 900 crore revenue was booked in this quarter. Am I correct, sir?
No, you are wrong. So far, we have done 900 crore from the inception.
Okay, okay. This is the total execution. Okay, okay, understood. So one more thing I wanted to understand. We are giving paying royalty to our parent company, ITD Thai. And we are also giving dividends. Can the company consider share buyback, which is more tax efficient for retail and small investors?
I don't have the answer for that today. This is our discussion strategy. So I won't be able to comment on that now, right now.
Right, sir. Say, last question. Say, any bill discounting for vendors or your contractors or financing like L&T does with L&T Finance? Have we tied up with any NBFC or is there anything in pipeline that we would we are looking to do it?
So we have such facilities from a few of our banks.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Thank you, sir. Best of luck for your next quarter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next is a follow-up question from Bajrang Bafna from Sunidhi Securities.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the Bangalore metro, is there anything left, because I think most of the provisions has already been done. Any revenue which is yet to be booked or any more provisions required? And, can we expect some sort of, the total loss that we booked over last maybe 1 to 2 year kind of time frame is upwards of 150 crores, if I recollect it right. So any possibility of, getting this money back through some settlement or some arbitration? So some guidance on that will be really helpful, sir.
Well, Bangalore Metro, physically all were completed. There are three contracts there. Out of that three contracts already taken over by the client, final being certified or certification is under progress. The fourth one also completed and taking over also is happening. So the what about left out revenue would be hardly few crores, which will come to the final bill. And the provisioning part is almost over. I don't expect there will be anything further required. That I have clarified in the last con call as well. And we have got a few claims and the additional work done. We have submitted our bill. So those are under process and some will go for arbitration. And as you know, that arbitration process takes time. We will not be able to comment on the timeline. But definitely we are pursuing few claims and our extra items.
What is the total cost overrun that we have booked so far in P&L in the Bangalore project? The total amount till date?
But the numbers are not readily available with us. Maybe we can reconnect offline and discuss this further.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Mehul Mehta from Nuvama Wealth.
Good evening, team. In terms of capex for the first half, I believe what I heard is 238 crores has been so far incurred. So any guidance for next, for H2, would like to give for capex, what can we expect?
It will be very less. First two quarter we had to invest for many things which you have discussed right now. But going forward, it will be quite less. I don't have the exact number, but it will be much less.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next is a follow-up question from Samir Deshpande from Fairdeal Investments.
Thank you for the follow-up question. So I wanted to know what is the amount of advance received against contracts in our current liabilities?
Well, as of the quarter end, the total amount of advances outstanding is about 1,400 crores.
Achha, because normally we must be receiving the advances when the new contracts we are getting, we will be receiving certain portion as advance, then only we will. So it was, so it is 1,300-1,400 crores. What was the amount last year? Any idea of that?
No, I wouldn't have the last year's figure available, readily available right now.
Okay. Because our unbilled work in progress as on 30th September is around 1,540 crores.
Right.
Which is up by almost 50% because I take on the 31st March figure last year. So this year also, because of the new contracts received, etc., in significant way, this figure also must be better. That will help us in cushioning our working capital requirements. No,
No, you're right. And the numbers will be available in our annual report, and our results are available publicly, so you will be able to look at it. The work in progress is higher because, you know, we need to, in the initial periods of any project, after it is awarded, there is a lot of expenditure that we need to incur on mobilizing plant, equipment, materials, etc. And only when the billing cycle starts, that we see moderation in the work in progress. Yeah. And so I think the growth in the work in progress number is in line with the growth in our order book and our revenue.
Yes. Sure. Yes. Thank you very much. And happy Diwali to all the team company.
Thank you.
Happy Diwali to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Next is a follow-up question from Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS.
Yes,
hello.
Pratik. Hello.
Mr. Pratik, please go ahead with your question.
Yes. Sir, one comment from you on ports. I mean, we read about Mr. Jindal's comment on the kind of capacity which they expect that India should build, similarly from Adani ports. Recently, this development, the U.S. government funding one of your projects of Adani ports. So just your comment, I mean, what kind of pipeline or runway do you see for next few years on the port side?
Yeah, port side, there are a lot of capacity deficit we have in our country. Either the container cargo or the bulk cargo. When I say bulk cargo, it is iron ore, coal, etc., etc. So there will be a lot of new terminal has to be there the coming years. And you can see that is getting reflected in the Odisha. One by one, all the promoters like Adani, Jindal, ArcelorMittal, and many of them are focusing Odisha to building up the port there. So, and at the same time, defense also coming up with a lot of marine jobs in and around the coastline and Andaman and many other places. So there is a lot of marine job prospect in India going forward.
Correct. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for joining us on this Q2 FY24 earnings call. On behalf of the company, Mr. Basu and myself, I would like to wish each and every one of you a very happy Diwali and prosperous New Year. Look forward to interacting with you again after our Q3 results. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Doosabar's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.